Welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back to the Brunch Time Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. I feel like every time we do this podcast from now on, we should just talk like all those really pretentious podcast people.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I ruined it right when I said, hey.
Hey, everybody. Whoa, we're back. No, but we're back with the Brunch Time Podcast. A new year, new us.
Yes, that's right.
Same old podcast.
it's still good, though, you know?
Yeah,
it's still
all right. Yeah. We had a good time with holiday break, so we were gone for a good amount of time, on and off between Christmas and New Year's. So, yeah, back together today for the first time in, like, what?
Reunited.
Roughly 2 weeks.
Feels so good. Okay, sorry.
Yep.
Are you excited?
I'm starting to regret that coming back from vacation thing.
Hey.
No. But yeah, you know, a lot of people have come back from the holiday break, but you even noticed this as we were walking around the building today. It's like, is everybody back yet?
Yeah.
Some people aren't.
Yeah, it seems like the majority of the people downstairs are in our sales department, and some people around here in the upstairs too. But there's still probably some stragglers waiting till next week to fully get back into it.
And have you been seeing a lot of like actual work being done? Because I feel like, and we talked about this before, is that it seems like there's that, oh man, I'm about to go on vacation here pretty soon, probably in the next week or so. And then it's, oh man, I just got back from break, so now I'm playing catch up, so I'm going to ramp back up into getting back in the swing of things, and then it's already like 2 or 3 weeks have gone by.
Well, this is how I know that there's not a lot of work happening down there. I saw a punching bag down there. I think it was a tiger, they were saying, and it's one of those ones where you fill up the bottom and you can punch it and it pops right back up.
Ooh.
So as you can see, we're being very productive.
We have that now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I know what I'm going to use.
Yeah. Kelly, one of our salespeople, you know, she was gifted it. And
oh, nice.
I was just like, what is this? So I already kicked it.
It's it's a great way to work out your frustrations.
That's right.
I love the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of being like in holiday mode, that's what we want to talk about a little bit today. The survey by comparethemarket.com.
Okay.
Which, you know, another one of those surveys by a company and a website that we didn't know existed until this survey came out. But they say 50%, yes, half of the workforce are still in holiday mode.
Yeah. I mean, what was it? Yesterday, I had been on vacation at that point for a week.
Uh-huh.
And like half a day. And I just did not want to come back here today, I'll be honest, because I still wanted to sleep in. I was so used to sleeping in consistently. You know, I've been using my smartwatch and everything, and usually it'll say you're under your sleep amount that you should be getting, and it was saying I was way overreaching my sleep, and I was like, what are you talking about? This is great. I'm feeling awesome. I'm waking up super energized. And
well, maybe realizing that you do need extra sleep, so maybe adjusting your sleep schedule in some way now, even though you have to wake up early, figuring that out and kind of getting on track with that is something to work on.
Well, the good part is, I don't know how this happened, but there were plenty nights during my break that I went to sleep at like 9:30 and I wouldn't wake up until 7:30.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Oh, yeah. And so I was like, okay, I'm not too far off of when I actually try to get into bed, go to sleep. So at least I've got that going for me. So got into bed around a normal time today or last night. So it's just the morning that, you know, 4:30 came at me real quick. So.
Yeah. Well, 33% of people have already begun planning their next vacation. Have you already started doing that? So now you like to travel.
You know what? Steve and I were already talking about that this year, and I was talking about it with my cousin recently because she's going to be going to the University of Arizona in, was it?
Phoenix?
No.
Or I have family down there. not
Arizona,
Tempe? Tempe, Arizona? Is it Tempe?
Nope. It's not Tempe.
Is it Tempe?
Still not Tempe.
Still not?
What about? Where is she going? Why can't I think of this? Tucson. Thank
Tempe?
You.
Tempe?
Still not Tempe.
Oh, Tucson.
Tucson.
Yep. That was the other T I was thinking of besides Tempe.
But we were talking about how we should go out there to actually, I'd love to see the Grand Canyon. I mean, in the Grand Canyon from Tucson is actually a very far distance.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But at least we can knock out one. Go
that's
check
what people always think, like with those states like New Mexico and, mm-hmm. and pretty much the Four Corners.
Yes.
It's like, oh yeah, Grand Canyon's like, it's like a quick drive away, right? No.
You're like, oh no.
It's about 3 hours. Or something like that, depending on where you're at in the states.
I actually want to see what the difference of that Grand Canyon to that university. Mm-hmm. 5 hours and 59 minutes, so it's basically
it's
6 hours.
It's a good day's drive.
Okay, so maybe that won't work out, but I do want to see the Grand Canyon this year. So that is on my list of places that I hope to visit.
Nice.
Are you doing any vacation planning?
Yeah, we haven't been planning it, but we do know that I've got like 3 or so weeks of vacation to use, but
as
far as big trips, we haven't really plan those out just yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, because there's a lot going on with my family as far as graduations mm-hmm. and other stuff like that. So, most of it's going to be roughly right around here. According to this survey by comparethemarket.com, 25% of people say they feel gloomy about returning to work. Did you feel gloomy today, besides the feeling a little groggy?
Yeah, a little bit, but. You know, I actually think this week is not bad at all. It's a good way to ease into it since we basically have today and tomorrow. Then we got mm-hmm. the weekend again. So I'm sure, you know, once we get through tomorrow and the weekend hits, I'll be back into the groove of things and not feeling so.
It's when the holidays are in the middle of the week that I think getting back into the groove can be tougher, which I think in 2020, most of our holidays are going to be on Fridays.
I know. I saw
like
that.
4th of July, and I think Christmas Day, I believe, is going to be on a Friday.
That's exciting.
Because of leap year. So mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sure a lot of people feel like this, probably more than the 46%, like they say, feel poorer after Christmas.
Oh, that's for sure. I'm definitely going to be paying off some credit card debt from, you know, and I actually stayed pretty much on budget for the holidays. But at the same time, you know, my car insurance hit in December. I'm working on paying off a car that I just bought right at the end of last year. So
it doesn't seem like all of the bills decided to show up right before Christmas.
Yep, all at the same time.
We just bought a house, so another big purchase. So it was one of those, your winter tax bill and your electric bill and your gas bill all due within the first 5 days of the new year.
You're like, oh, good. Good.
Cool.
Thank you for that.
So, yeah, I guess... Gotta be doing that, so it'll be living on ramen noodles.
Well, you know something I'm trying to actually do? I mean, I know when it comes to your banking and everything, like you can keep track there, but I'm actually going to try to keep an Excel document of my expenses, which I already started writing something in my phone just because I made one purchase so far this year.
Okay.
So I'm off to a good start because I actually was fortunate enough to get...
Bills and things
not,
like that.
Okay. Well, I actually
like
will try
auto
to...
auto pays or things like that?
I'll try to include that in there too, but I would like to try to keep track of everything so that way I can maybe see how much I'm spending each month. So that way I can save more for vacations.
I like that.
Yeah, it's the goal.
Smart idea.
Right?
Yeah, because you don't realize... That's the thing is like balancing the checkbook. I think that's something that does need to come back.
It does,
In some sort of way. Not, you know, down on a piece of paper, but in an Excel spreadsheet, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
As balancing a checkbook, but also tracking expenses. Yeah, it's important stuff.
Well, I was getting the idea more so from my friend. Well, a couple of my friends, they got married last year, and they started keeping a budget for everything they were spending with the wedding. But then, you know, he started working on more of just keeping track of everything. And he said it really helped, though, you know.
It is. Obviously, people like Dave Ramsey have built a career on helping people that don't know how to keep track of their expenses.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things that it's an eye opener just to see where things are going in and what's coming out and where everything goes. And then realizing, you can do some spring cleaning for sure when it comes to your expenses. So, a lot of things to think about for the new year. I just pulled a hair out of the microphone. That was weird.
Sorry if that
I think
was
it's mine
somehow. But
yeah. Yes. Okay, so for then I'm going to keep
spring
my distance
too.
Away from there. So, and hopefully Yeah, I'm going to have to go clean this thing now. But that's the Brunch Time Podcast for today. Feel free to subscribe. That helps us keep our jobs, but also helps you by being able to be notified when new episodes are put up at 983thecoast.com or wherever you find your podcasts. And you can always explore other podcasts that we have and other episodes of the Brunch Time Podcast.
Amazing.
Great stuff. Be sure to, if you have Apple Podcasts as well, I know you're an Apple fan. Can you listen to podcasts on your little iWatch there thing? What's it called? The Apple Watchy?
Apple Watchy. yeah. Well, yeah, I can actually do that on my watch. So nice. It is quite amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Are you subscribed to the Coast Podcasts?
You know it. Actually, let me go make sure.
Probably not.
Ooh, this is
just don't lie to me.
Okay.
But if you haven't yet, feel free to subscribe. But the Brunch Time Podcast is brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. And we'll be back with another Brunch Time Podcast soon.